Here in the U.S., nearly half of Latinos speak Spanish at home. But for Puerto Ricans living on the mainland, that number is only 20%. This, according to a new poll done by NPR, along with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the Harvard School of Public Health. NPR's Shireen Marisol Meraji looked into those numbers.
The appetizer, what do you have?
You get the tostones with camarones.
New York City is home to the largest Puerto Rican population in the U.S. So here we are at Sofritos, a Puerto Rican restaurant in Manhattan, about to dig into some fried green plantains and roast pork with Javier Fosas and kick off this conversation about Spanish in English.
Yes, I mean, I started learning English since I was like 3 or 4 years old in preschool. We were taught English. Also, in my school, we had English as well. And in my house, watched English television.
Fosas grew up in San Juan, Puerto Rico, but now he works in private equity in Manhattan. And like you said, English is everywhere back home. Both English and Spanish are the official languages in Puerto Rico because it's a U.S. territory. But Spanish still reigns supreme on the island, and that's something Fosas is proud of.
Spanish is a great language, a beautiful language, and something that should be taught. You speaking Spanish?
There it is, the dreaded question that so many Puerto Ricans raised on the mainland hate to answer. Do you speak Spanish? I'll let Marisa Irizarry take that one.
Okay, so I don't speak Spanish, but I understand it fully.
I met Irizarry in a Puerto Rican music and folklore class at Brooklyn College, a long train ride away from that restaurant in Manhattan. She sat in the front row, raising her hand often with the right answer to questions about Puerto Rican music and history. Irizarry grew up in Brooklyn.
I was raised in a home with a father who was back and forth between Puerto Rico and New York City. So he was able to find ways to hold on to the culture, and I kind of did too.
With one big exception, Spanish.
Vengo a decirle adiós a los muchachos.
Marisa's professor, Antonio Nadal, serenades her class in Spanish with an old Puerto Rican bolero called La Despedida.
La Despedida. Translation?
The farewell. Puerto Ricans en masse said farewell to the island in the 50s, escaping poverty. Nadal, who teaches bilingual studies at Brooklyn College, says that's also why so many Puerto Ricans living in the U.S. speak English at home.
We've been here a long time. The length of residence does count.
And he says the New York public schools were totally unprepared for the wave of Puerto Rican youth like him who came in the late 40s and 50s. Kids were just dumped in remedial classes.
In the dingiest places of the building, right? And the kids picked up that they were inferior to the regular English-speaking kids.
And that feeling of inferiority was a slap in the face to Puerto Ricans, says Nadal, because Puerto Ricans are American.
And wait a minute, we're citizens of the United States, but we're second-class citizens.
So, to be treated like any other American, he theorizes, Puerto Ricans focused on English at the expense of Spanish. 27-year-old Giseli Colon Lopez is another one of Nadal's students. Her family came to the Bronx from Puerto Rico when she was around 4, and that's when they stopped speaking Spanish at home.
Mainly because my mother was trying to learn English on her own, so I remember, she just wanted to hear English. Just speak to me in English so I can learn it while you're learning it. The mentality is, if you speak English, you're better.
But times have changed. As the Latino population continues to grow here in the U.S., being bilingual is now seen as a career asset, almost a must. And New Yorkers like Colon Lopez and Irizarry are struggling to catch up. Giseli Colon Lopez told her parents, "That's it. My turn. Spanish only from now on."
The other night we were driving in the car with my dad and I was talking to them in Spanish and let them know, please correct me as often as possible. And it was like every other sentence they were correcting things for me.
I'm 20 years into it and I have a low self-esteem about it that I'm ever going to learn it.
Marisa Irizarry is disappointed her parents didn't enforce Spanish when she was young and could soak it up. She says her mom reminds her it's never too late to learn.
And then she'll joke and go, "Let's start now. I'm only going to talk to you in Spanish," and then start. And I'm like, too late.
It's probably not too late for Irizarry. And now there's another record wave of Puerto Ricans coming to the U.S. looking for work. But this time, they're coming to a mainland more aware of the economic and political power of the growing Latino demographic. Hey, maybe their children will no longer dread answering that question. Do you speak Spanish? Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.
This is NPR News.